Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
Just wash your lips and you can't do a thing with them.
That's right. It is the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Sadly, we have been deplatformed by Discord, and you can no longer call in via that avenue. So please use the toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
I'm guessing this is a transphobic attack on Aria, and I think all the social justice warriors need to start... banging on Discord, tell them to let her back in. You can't take her off the air just because she's trans.
Well, I mean, that is what we could do if I really cared that much, but I don't really care about trying to retain access to some centralized service. We'll just go somewhere else.
The great thing is if you can get a bunch of SJWs to do it for you, then you don't even have to do it. You just have to put out the idea and see if they jump. But the thing is you can't tell them that when you're doing it, so it's probably blown.
We've got more of your calls and thoughts coming up, but we did want to clarify. During the break, we were delving deeper into this article about a federal judge who has ruled that something about the COVID thing is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And we were, our hopes were up, and we were like, oh, this seems like a win, but after further review.
It is a win. It's just not a full win.
At my age, I can barely get my hopes up.
They didn't.
They make bills for that.
What we were confused about was how many of the orders of the Pennsylvania governor were overturned as unconstitutional, and it turns out it wasn't all of them. The judge ruled in a court. Now, I don't know if all of them were challenged. I don't think they were. I think only specific orders were challenged. In this case, the order that closes, quote, non-life-sustaining businesses. So here in New Hampshire, they called them non-essential businesses.
Right.
All businesses are life-sustaining.
Agreed, for the people that
work
for
there.
And then also the restrictions on gatherings, so where they had a restriction on you can't have more than 10 people together whatever the arbitrary number was in Pennsylvania. It was those two orders that were specifically overturned, and the governor's spokesbureaucrat here, Lindsay Kessinger, the governor's press secretary.
I'm sorry, I believe the proper term is spokesweasel.
Oh, that's not bad.
I believe
that's not bad.
Wow.
So Ms. Kessinger says that the court ruling is limited to the business closure order and the stay-at-home orders issued in March and were later suspended, and as well as the indoor and outdoor gathering limitations. She does say that this ruling does not impact any of the other mitigation orders currently in place, but not limited to the targeted mitigation orders announced in July, mandatory telework, mandatory mask order, worker safety order, and the building safety order. So mandatory masks still in place in Pennsylvania, according to the bureaucrat.
But they didn't say that the judge ruled against those being unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
They just said the judge's ruling didn't apply to that. So those may be picked off one by one using exactly the same logic, but they didn't apply to this particular case.
Right. Arguably, somebody would have to file some sort of
another
thing
suit.
Specifically,
it has to be a barbershop to get rid of the barbershop stuff.
Right. Specifically addressing the things that were not included. But
in this case, this addresses mandatory telework, which is every business basically saying if you can work from home, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And a mandatory mask order, worker safety order. I'm not sure what that entails, but I bet it's awful. And the building safety order. So these are all still in place.
So that's like all of the really huge ones except the masks.
That's
the masks is probably the next one to it. Huh?
That's a huge one, too. I don't
know
what
that's what
I'm
saying. All of the huge ones except the masks. So...
you mean they've taken down all of the huge ones?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, they've definitely taken down two biggies. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, the gathering thing is pretty huge just in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're glad to hear that it is sort of a win, but not as glad as we thought we were prior to delving a little deeper into the subject matter. Thank you.
Yep.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Reviler calling in from Florida. Reviler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. It's been a long time. I'm glad you guys are doing well. I wanted to bifurcate.
What makes you think we're doing well?
Well, I don't know. Nobody.
We're still breathing.
Nobody, but whatever. I don't know the other guy, but shout to you. Anyway, listen, I heard some news about Aria, so I wanted to briefly bifurcate this call.
Told you.
Talking about Aria a little bit and then get into the real topic, which is nihilism, which now I'm a little better versed on Nietzsche, so I could converse with DeMezzo, so you should let me know when he, she, it does a show. And I like them very
much. How about we stick with she?
That. Huh?
How about we stick with she? Be polite.
We could, but are we not nobody acquiescing to the social justice Zionist trap?
No, you're just acquiescing to her request.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about Israel. I'm just talking about being polite in order to make conversation easy.
All right, so guys, let me ask you. So what happened? Some a-hole like messed up DeMezzo's car and put a. I saw that the Nazis were telling me about it. What happened with that? They won the Republican primary and what?
Why are you getting your news from Nazis?
Well,
no place to get your news. This is why you're
that's who he hangs out with, man. He's
for biology's sake.
Are you a Nazi?
What was the deal? They won the Republican. Like, is New Hampshire that dead with like your basic conservativeness or what?
Well, we're in the most liberal town in New Hampshire. And so there isn't a lot of competition here to be on the Republican ballot.
Yeah, it was basically empty last time
around.
But
the thing is, a lot of the Black Lives Matter people, there's a lot of people who aren't liking the government very much and who are thinking that Arya's brilliant strategy of F the police is exactly the way they're feeling. I mean,
yeah, I can't really disagree with
it. It's really concise. I wouldn't be surprised if we brought over a whole bunch of taken for granted Democrats and win.
Yeah, Reviler, I wanted to just answer your question. If you wanted to converse directly with Aria, I believe she is hosting the show tomorrow night as well.
Okay, thank you.
As well as what?
Thank you for the update. So I want to touch on the real subject, and maybe have other people on nihilism. So what are your gentlemen's thoughts about morality? Is it construed? Is it objective? What are your thoughts on Nietzsche, on Heidegger, on Kierkegaard, all that?
Well, okay.
20 seconds, go!
I'll go first, I guess, because I'm the Pope.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the Popes, at least. And basically, my view of it is, basically, you have what you can figure out from nature. Okay? None of us know for sure what's going on. So this is kind of like Kafka's The Trial. We're trying to defend our lives, and we have no idea what the criteria are to live a decent one, so we have to figure it out. And in figuring it out, you may be right, you may be wrong, and your neighbor may be right, and your neighbor may be wrong. And no matter how sure you are, you don't have a right to impose your answer on your neighbor, and your neighbor doesn't have a right to impose his answer on you. Because if you give up your right to be wrong when your neighbor is right, you lose with it your right to be right when your neighbor is wrong.
You explain that very astutely, sir, but what is this right that you mentioned? It sounds like a spook, like Schopenhauer would talk about it. It sounds like it's just your impulse and then your mental exhortation to want something to mean something. So if I say Black Lives Matter or Black Lives Don't Matter or Ape Lives Matter or whatever, who cares? Because whether blacks
Ape
or
lives
whatever
don't matter, black lives
or not,
do.
It's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead one day. They're dead one day. Everything is for nothing. Therefore, where do you get, you might as well value what you value, I understand, sir, but where do you get this notion of a right? I would like to know that. How do you substantiate that, sir?
I substantiate it because there are certain things that work in nature, and there are certain things that don't work in nature. Nature to be commanded must be obeyed, and nature to be obeyed must be understood. Therefore, we should each be free to to attempt to prove our interpretation of reality by living by it and producing good results. And if our interpretation of reality, when put into practice as a life philosophy, does not return good results, then we have a right to our consequences and to learn from them and to try something else.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight, like Reviler. Excellent explanation, Nobody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up for you. Don't go away.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the Monday night edition. 855 450 free like freedom. That's 855 450 3733 is our toll free number. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want to talk about. We've been talking about some stuff here tonight. You could talk about that. You could talk about us. You could talk about any subject at all. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. The only rules that we have are don't violate the FCC rules for language. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody to remind you that Epstein didn't kill himself and Building 7 didn't either.
And I'm assuming Building 7 didn't kill Epstein.
Building 7 might have killed Epstein. Because Epstein was supposed to have some blackmail material of Building 7 with the little shack. Shouldn't have been touching that shack. Building 7 was huge. It wasn't fair. Smashed the shack half to death. And Epstein was supposedly blackmailing Building 7 with this footage.
Well, I know one thing, and that's both of those things have disappeared.
It's true. And chances are only one of them is sitting on a beach in Tel Aviv going, thank God the Mossad had enough blackmail material to get me out of jail.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to get a building that far away.
No, I was thinking the building, the Epstein would be too noticeable.
That's what I'm saying. During the break, we were discussing a thing, and you had requested...
Oh, we can't talk about that thing.
You had requested to talk about it.
Oh, that thing. Okay, that's a completely different thing.
You wanted to say a thing about reparations, is that right?
Yeah, there's been this talk of reparations for slavery.
For a long time.
Time immemorial, since the end of slavery. And it makes sense because, you know, yes, black people were brutally victimized during slavery, and the only...
So you're talking specifically of slavery in the geographic area known as the United States of America.
That I am. And basically, we say that all the slavers are dead, but that's not true, is it?
Well, I mean... Well, the government are slavers.
Yeah.
The government owned slaves.
Exactly.
And not just that, but the government was a party to slavery by denying black people their civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
By finding in Dred Scott case. By finding something that was completely unconstitutional, that basically, it didn't say that there was some legal reason that black people weren't people.
Mm-hmm.
What it said is, we can't admit that black people are people, because if we did, we'd have to give them guns, and they're going to be pissed.
Interesting.
So, why would we not say, here you go, take all the federal land that has no constitutional purpose, and they own like 2/3 of the land in some of the western states.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just open that up to homesteading for everybody, though? Because when you think about it, the government has taken basic human rights from every single person living under its reign of terror, both here and abroad. So why not just open up homesteading to everybody? And then nobody can call it racist, because it applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets reparations, because everybody is a victim of government.
That is a fact. I often, when people talk about slavery, I often say, well, the slaves weren't really freed. It's just that instead of black people being 100% slaves, they made everybody sort of 25 to 50% slaves.
I would say that's true, but I would also point out that some of the animals were more equal than others.
Yeah.
And we can't forget that. And the thing is, we tend to soft pedal that because we want the whole concept of racism to just go away.
Yeah.
We wish it would be over. Mm-hmm. We don't want to think about it. But at the same time, if we don't acknowledge it, we lose all credibility with the people who have no doubt in their heart or their mind that it's going on.
Yeah. I've seen it firsthand, and racism does indeed exist, if you have any doubts. I was clarifying the United States of America part, because there's always some guy about, you know, oh, I'm Irish, and Irish people were slaves for thousands of years, you know. And,
well,
like, I just
Irish slavery was nothing like the chattel slavery that was suffered by blacks. It was temporary. It was more like quid pro quo. It was indentured servitude. You paid a set amount of money for your passage over here, and if the guy that you, it's being prepaid for labor by being moved to someplace there's a job. That's completely different from slavery. The conditions were certainly worse than your average worker would put up with today, but you'd kind of expect that if you have 200 years less of technology.
Okay, so let's take your idea of opening up government, we'll call it government-owned land, not that they, I mean, they claim to own all of the land, but opening it up to homesteading. What's preventing this idea from happening?
What's preventing this idea from happening is that the federal government wants to control every square inch of land that it possibly can.
They'll murder you, is the answer.
Yes. So basically, they would rather hold the land empty, doing nothing, producing nothing, adding to the economy, than have somebody take it and farm it without paying them taxes or paying them for the land. And the reason for this is government is always instituted for the benefit of the wealthy. And so once you get to where the wealthy own a bunch of the land, if you can get the government to monopolize the rest and take it off the market, the wealthy become super wealthy.
I mean, look at what,
all of a sudden their land's worth a lot more.
Yeah, and look at what happened with the Bundy Ranch out in Nevada from, like, I don't know, 7 years ago now or something like that. And these were folks who were just letting their cattle graze out on some of this this federal BLM, Bureau of Land Management land.
Wait, it wasn't the cast from Married with Children?
No, different group.
Oh, different group. Sorry,
these,
my bad.
These guys did an amazing job at standing up for their rights, and the government came down on them like a ton of bricks, sent some of their friends to prison.
They stood up like Al Bundy played football, not like Al Bundy sold shoes.
Okay.
I understand now. Thank you for clarifying.
No problem. And, yeah, it was a beautiful thing. They brought out firepower. They brought out firepower from all over the country. And people stood with them shoulder to shoulder against the government.
And that was beautiful, but then prosecutions happened.
Prosecutions happened, and the government lost. The government has lost. They went to prison, but they ended up getting out in a variety of ways.
I thought
the only guys still in there are the guys who copped a plea.
Oh, well.
Don't take the plea, boys and girls. But everybody else who fought got off.
That's true.
855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally is now a Category 2 storm. The National Hurricane Center says it has winds of 100 miles an hour. The storm, expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning, is about 135 miles southeast of Biloxi, Mississippi. President Trump, on his way back to the White House after visiting California and Arizona on Monday, the president participating in a briefing on California's wildfires.
We have to do a lot about forest management. Obviously, forest management in California is very important.
and now it extends to Washington and extends also to Oregon. There has to be good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state.
In Phoenix, President Trump participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable. USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says science should drive the nation's response to climate change.
We have to act as a nation. It shouldn't be so bad that millions of Americans live in the shadow of an orange sky and are left asking, is doomsday here?
Biden, speaking in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, ripped into President Trump for not taking climate change seriously.
It requires the president to meet the threshold duty of the office. To care for everyone.
The former vice president and his wife also early voted on Monday, as they will be campaigning in Florida on Tuesday. A federal court in Pennsylvania is calling coronavirus shutdown orders unconstitutional. The governor closed most businesses and told people to stay home during the early stages of the pandemic. The court calling the actions well-intentioned, but said they violated due process and equal protection guarantees. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Republican? Are you a Democrat? A liberal? Fascist? I don't give a crap. I'm nothing, and I'm not proud, because being nothing, it's not allowed. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's the live Monday night edition. I am your host. I'm piloting this thing tonight. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm nobody whose consent is neither requested nor required.
Very well. From mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divvy from increasing exponentially again, and, in fact, that is their goal. Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will Divvy go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know, but Free Talk Live is pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity is knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. So in the previous segment, we were talking about nobody's reparations slash homestead idea.
Because nobody cares.
And just as sort of a segue into this next article that we have here for show prep, it kind of relates to that. Although this is people taking action on their own instead of, you know, having it go through the government. This is actually for the best
way. I'm not saying anything should go through the government. I'm just saying government should get out of the way, which makes that land unclaimed and open for homestead.
Well, unfortunately, in order for the government to get out of the way, somebody will probably have to pass some sort of law in order to, or repeal some sort of law in order to get them out of the way. Because otherwise, these men with guns will continue to threaten and kill innocent people. They just keep doing it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There has to be a political action, and that can be either dissolving the federal government.
Seceding.
Seceding, which is kind of dissolving the federal government. It's dissolving one bond of it, one link of the chain, or maybe many links of the chain. Maybe New Hampshire, California, and Texas can all secede at the same time for different reasons. But that would make it awfully hard for them to stop us, because they'd have to be attacking three states in three areas at the same time. That's a bad plan for them. And
it's a bad plan for them to attack any of them.
It's an interesting idea, though, simultaneous secession.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of starting false flag secession movements, where basically you start a secession movement for California that doesn't... It's not looking for support in California. It's urging the other 49 states to throw California out and do another one for New York and New Jersey.
Reverse secession.
Send the commies over to California and then let them leave.
Well, or just let them leave and then deport the commies. It's like what I've always said about Pinochet and Castro is if either of them were a better man, instead of murdering their dissidents, they would have swapped.
Speaking of communists, this article is from CNN.com. That's the Communist News Network. I'm sorry, CNN.com. That's the Criminal News Network. Oh, I'm sorry, I repeat myself. 19 families buy nearly 97 acres of land in Georgia to create a city safe for black people. All right.
See, the thing is, even if you could prove to me that statistically every city in America is safe for black people, first off, that's not going to happen because it's a straight-up lie. But even if you could prove it to me, I would support this kind of project. And the reason is that the United States government has worn out so much trust, not only with the black community, not only with the native community, with which they broke every compact and every treaty they ever entered into. They've done exactly the same thing to the white community, to the gun community, to the civil rights community. So they've never told the truth to anybody. Why should anybody trust them?
Yeah, government doesn't care about you. It's pretty obvious once you start looking at it from a broad perspective. And
there are people they care about. It's a club.
It's not you.
It's a great big club, and you and I will never be in it.
That's the same club they used to beat you over the head with.
Every single day.
Thank you, Grandfather George. I miss George Carlin. I wish he was around. I'd love to hear his thoughts on the whole COVID crackdown, masking, governor's orders, etc. and so on type of things.
He's a prophet.
Yeah, he did turn a profit, too, so he's pretty...
He's a profitable prophet, and that's the best kind. I can't even estimate his profits.
This from CNN, 19 families buy nearly 97 acres of land in Georgia to create a city safe for black people. Welcome to freedom, exclaims real estate agent Ashley Scott as she surveys the nearly 97 acres of land that she and a group of 19 black families purchased in August. I'm hoping that it will be a thriving safe haven for people of color, for black families in particular, Scott says.
Now, before you go on with this story, and I had this in my show prep as well, I have not read the whole piece, but I do have to wonder, given this is CNN, I don't think there's any doubt that if this were the reverse, that if the headline were 19 white families buy 97 acres in Georgia to cut out a safe space for white families, I think the attitude of this article would be entirely different. I think it would be labeling them as white separatists, white nationalists, and I wonder
if... And technically they are black separatists.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder if these folks would describe themselves that way.
Well, they don't have to describe themselves because, as the police would say, they fit the description.
Mm-hmm.
And by what that, and by what, by that I mean that They want to separate a particular group of people whose defining characteristic is blackness from the rest of us. So they are absolutely black separatists.
And they are within their rights to do
it. I believe they're within their rights.
Yeah.
I also believe that white separatists do have the right to separate from society, although it's hard to sell that idea. So I had an idea. Instead of selling that idea, call it exile. We're going to exile them. And then, well, as a matter of fact, my plan for the whole thing was to, so exile them to a piece of land and then cut that piece of land loose from the United States and you're rid of them. But they're not wandering around the world. They have a place to go. And then you wait, and in about 2 months, like, the body politics figures out what we did, and then all the other separatists demand that we do the same thing for them. Because they realize that in exile, they found exactly what they wanted.
Mm.
Because the price of not being around black people is not being around me, because I'm going to be around anybody who loves liberty, and I don't care what color they are.
Right.
So you got to go someplace else for that. Well, go someplace else. But let's let them go someplace
else. Yeah, I would rather let them go.
They're not here setting off bombs.
Yeah, I'd rather let them go than force them to. I mean, you kind of make it sound like you want to force them out.
I don't want to do this to the black separatists. I wanted to do this specifically to the white separatists.
Right, but why not just give them a better place to go and, like, encourage them to go rather than use force on them?
The reason that I say that is it's a much easier political sell because it sounds like you're being mean to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said about 2 months later...
Well, if you are
going
to force somebody to do something, you are, by definition, being mean to them.
Well, that's true, but the funny thing about it is you're being mean... You're throwing them... please, Br'er Rabbit, don't throw me in the briar patch.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the briar patch. After you're thrown in. That's what it is. Because people would never...
Well, but I don't think that as a libertarian you should be forcing people to do something against their will. I mean, create a better place.
Well, I don't think I'm ever going to be president, so it's all a theoretical construct. But the thing is, it makes it so much, if you look at it from that perspective, exile, imagine how much easier that would be to sell to the left. Because it sounds mean, even if you're giving them exactly what they want.
I'm not
going
to change my principles just to appeal to the left, though.
Well, just get the separatists to sign off on it before you do it.
Political gyrations here on Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attack.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. You can call, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. Talk about stuff we've been talking about tonight, talk about stuff we've talked about previously, or whatever is on your mind. It's Free Talk Live for a reason. No, you can no longer get us on Discord. Free Talk Live and LRN have been deplatformed by that particular piece of freeware. And so we're working on a solution for that. So stay tuned. We just haven't been able to implement it. It was kind of a surprise to us. So for the moment, the only way you can get us is through 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Ian, and nobody. And we began talking about this headline from CNN, 19 families buy nearly 97 acres of land in Georgia to create a city safe for black people. And, you know, we've seen stuff like this. I mean, to some extent, this is even sort of the freedom migration movement idea, right? Just a different application of it, right? Let's all get a bunch of people who feel the same way to move to a place and affect change.
This is what people should be doing. I fully support it. And, you know, CNN supports it here in this particular case.
Yep. And so this real estate agent, Ashley Scott, says, I'm hoping that it will be a thriving safe haven for people of color, for black families in particular. The land sits just east of Macon in rural Wilkinson County, Georgia. Scott and her friend, investor and entrepreneur Renee Walters, didn't initially plan on buying a large plot of land, but they had a vision that was clear, to create a safe space for their black families. Being able to create a community that is thriving, that is safe, that has agriculture and commercial businesses that are supporting one another, and that dollars circulating in our community, that is our vision.
I like it. Except
space.
For the dollars.
Well,
they should be using crypto.
Indeed, they should.
It's hard to buy land with crypto.
It's hard to buy land with crypto, but it's easy to trade crypto within your community. This would be a perfect Intercoin community.
If Intercoin were available, and it will be in one of these days.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Well, Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. in exchange for advertising. So if you think freedom is important, too, you can check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org.
I had no idea that that reading was about to happen, but it was definitely apropos.
I believe what they call a segue.
It was a segue, but it was a magic segue.
It was very ninja-like.
I didn't know it was coming, but it ninja'd right in.
Yeah, every now and again, I pull some.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ninja too.
Anarchy is not chaos.
No, it is not. At any rate, continuing on this article from CNN, the unrest that took hold of the country earlier this year after the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor at the hands of police and closer to home, the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery while jogging outside Brunswick, Georgia, prompted the women to search for a new community, one they could start themselves.
And it says the women specifically, so this is a group of,
of
women who are building it?
Apparently, two women are sort of loosely refer to them as leaders of this particular project.
That's interesting. I wonder if they're going to go for matrilineal, society and a matriarchal society, because that does exist in Africa in places. There are matriarchal societies.
Indeed. Quote, watching our people protesting in the streets, while it is important, and I want people to stay out in the streets bringing attention to the injustices of black people, we needed to create a space and a place where we could be a village, a tribe again, Scott said.
Yes.
We wanted to create this safe space where we can address our own issues and concerns. The two wanted to launch an initiative that would create a new city founded by black families. We both have black husbands, we both have black sons, and I was starting to get overwhelmed and have a sense of anxiety when my husband will leave the house to go to work, said Walter. So it was like, okay, what can we do? And once I saw the post of Toomsboro going viral about a town being on sale, I was like, oh, this is perfect.
It is.
Scott and Walters reached out to family and friends to see who might be interested in joining their effort. Together, they created the Freedom Georgia Initiative to spearhead the purchase. They hope to incorporate the land that they bought into a new black city called Freedom Georgia.
That's great.
It really does.
I
was black, I would want to at least invest in this, if I didn't go there, because I would want other people to be able to. Like, if I was successful and in a career, I might want to stay where I was, but I'd be like, I'm going to put some money in this project.
I have to, because it popped into my head, I have to ask, should they have perhaps considered doing this in New Hampshire?
We would love to. Certainly the Free State Project types would have loved to have them in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is in generally racially inviting. There have been some sad exceptions to that. There was the guy who said that any house with a Black Lives Matter sign is open game for looting and arson. That was a sitting
state representative.
New Hampshire state representative who said that. And
one of the supposed Liberty reps, by the way.
Yes, and I don't think that our illustrious, non-cowardly governor said word.
No, he didn't.
Although he said he had Black Lives Matter's back. I wish I had won.
Yeah, I also would like to.
That's such an ugly thing to say.
I would like to see more black libertarians moving to New Hampshire. I'd like to see more libertarians moving to New Hampshire. But just because these folks are naming their city Freedom, Georgia, doesn't necessarily mean that they're libertarians. It may just mean that they want freedom from the current status quo. You got to be careful when you hear people touting words like liberty and freedom. For instance, Republicans use those words all the time, and they don't know what they mean.
Well, they know what they mean to them, but what they mean to them is not what they mean to you.
Sure.
Because every symbol, whenever a person uses a symbol, it means what it means to them.
Yeah,
and it's up
right.
to the listener to figure that out. And you were asking, we were talking about whether Aria was male or female over the break. And my answer to that...
She describes as a she-male.
She does. But I don't use that terminology because a lot of trans people would object to that.
They do.
And I try to be relatively inoffensive.
I think that's part of the reason why she uses it.
Oh, well, she does. She's a shock jock. Okay? But that's not all of them.
That's
but
not to say it's a bad term.
Answer,
it seems to be fairly descriptive.
My serious answer to is Aria a man or a woman?
It seems to be both.
Well, she is both, but you have to specify your definitions, because woman in modern parlance has two different definitions. On the right, this usually isn't a political thing, usually it's a time thing, but on the right, woman means person with a vagina and man means person with a penis. On the left, woman means person with a feminine personality. And man means person with a masculine personality.
Is that what the left believes? Because, you know, sometimes you see these trans women and they don't act very feminine at all. They're just like putting a wig on and, acting very male. Like the one that had a tantrum in the GameStop a couple years ago or a year ago?
Yeah, which is probably, I mean, the thing is, it's hard to remember. Like, I had a kid that I worked with as a dishwasher in a bar, and he had, like, one of those goat beards, and he was kind of a heavy metal kid, and mustache, and he wanted to be called she. And it was really hard. Like, even now, I think of her as male, and
he didn't put any effort in.
Why do I put any effort into it?
He didn't. You're saying he looked like a man.
He didn't put any effort into it. So
you're not fooling anybody.
So I'm not. Well, it's not a matter of fooling people, though. It's a matter of how do you define your words.
Yeah.
He felt that he had a feminine personality, and I'm not really in a position to judge that. I'll generally take her word for it if she says she's got a feminine personality. But if she doesn't strike me that way, it gets harder.
Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Well, you can't fool me again. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.